hunt you down wherever you're hiding, and I will eliminate you.
I am justice.
On today's episode of How Fucked Up Is Fucked Up. That's fucked up.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking podcast.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Now, I would like to introduce the one, the only, me.
Hey, Squiddies, it's Trey, Tattoo Squid Podcast, here with Jake and Brian from the Bleach Bros. How's everything going? It's Jake. Why do I got Brian on here? What the fuck?
B-word, sorry. Brian, B-word, same thing.
Sorry.
I'll answer an asshole if you want.
No, it's okay.
Call him an asshole. Do it.
asshole, you know. Anyway.
There it is.
I should have hit that little beep, you know, but anyway. So, folks, we're here with the Bleach Bros with the hippo and the drinking attire and some kind of tattoo on the forearm. That thing right there. Yeah. Can't think of the name. But anyway, how's everybody doing? How you doing? I know that you're in Oregon and B-word, asshole, is in Nevada.
Yeah, so we on the West Coast say Nevada, and so I don't truly get offended by it, but you ever talk with anybody out here, they're going to correct you on it, hence the asshole. we're doing good today, man. We're excited to be on this.
So
exactly.
So we got Jake that's living in the birthplace of grunge, and B-Word is in the birthplace of prostitution.
And sometimes they make you grungy. Yeah. So yeah, those hookers are gross.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. And if you like it spicy, that's a good way to go.
This is going to be one episode art that's going to be really crazy. Yeah. I think I'm going to get like what's the word when you say something wrong on the air, you get
canceled.
No, well, that's one. Yeah, no, but penalized. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, penile. Yeah, hold on, we got to get the prostitution in there.
Yeah, penile's close to the word penis, so we're on the right track.
Yeah, penis will put there in as well. You know, folks, I'm not gonna put. Well, I might put Jerry. You know, Ron Jeremy in there somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
But especially with the birthplace of grunge and birthplace of prostitution. Here we go. All right. So, how was your weekend, or just start of your weekend, actually? You know, so we got Saturday and tomorrow Sunday. So, what you guys got planned? Or I know you had an episode with somebody yesterday, right?
Yeah, we recorded with Jake and the Dingus yesterday. Turned out to be just Jake, not Dake. Yeah. Dingus is out for a bit. He'll be coming back, but Jake's holding down the fort right now. And then we're recording with you right now.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna actually show up on Happy Hour Podcast Sons Gunner's podcast right after this.
Nice.
So Gunner is president of the Salty Hippo Nation, and so we're gonna go ahead and just make sure that his podcast is a little salty and hippo-y.
Yes, I had the parents on. We could like last week, two weeks ago, I think. I don't know. I forgot. But they were on. We were talking about like everything from horror movies to everything else. And what is your desire of movies? What would you figure yourself to look at? You know, like you get home, you're like, I'm gonna pop open some fucking, whatever. You know, like horror movie, slasher, maybe a comedy. Dare I say a drama?
So I like sci-fi movies. For number one, if I could pick any genre, I'd pick sci-fi. Secondly, I do like long, drawn out, boring movies. I'll say boring for my own, for people that sit with me, because like There Will Be Blood's one of my favorite films.
Okay.
I like just a a long dramatic film that's quiet, get some dialogue. I think it relaxes me. So those would be my top two. B-word, what do you, besides porno, what do you like?
Action porno, dramatic porno, comedic porno. No, I think, so I'm with Jake. I like science fiction. I'm into the, into comedy. I love comedy films. Anything to help make me laugh. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Drama occasionally. We just did an episode on Nicolas Cage, and he's kind of all over the place. So, but he fits in our wheelhouse almost in everything. Jake is notoriously a bad movie watcher, though.
Mm-hmm. I like
Jake will purposely watch a bad film.
Well, if it's out there, then we gotta see it, you know, just for the hell of it. Actually, I found out there is a movie called Amityville in Space, I think.
That seems like my type of film that I would go check. I like the bad made-for-TV movies. Like, you know, the Sci-Fi Network where it's like Goliath or Hercules versus the Cyclop monster from Mars. I would watch that film. I like that type of shit.
Or we got, you know, the Tiffany versus Debbie Gibson, and then they have the snake versus the crocodile.
Right.
You know, so
I like that shit.
I'm in there with you. We could, because I've seen all the craziest shit. You know, my girlfriend's like, how the hell you know about this shit? I'm like, I watch Up All Night, you know. You know, and if people, if you don't know what Up All Night is, it's way, I'm way too old for everybody, I guess. I don't know, because there's a girl, Rhonda Sheard, big boob.
Like that.
Maybe that's the reason why I was watching Up All Night, I guess. I don't know. Well, anyway, so, you know, but you've seen like, with a Shudder, they have these horror movies, but then there is a drive-in setting show, which I forgot what the name, and then they're gonna fucking kill me, the horror people. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't get Shudder, you know. But they have Billy Bob, you know, he's like the host, and then you go in there, and all of a sudden they got Darcy, the male woman, which is like busty, and you're like
the penis.
There's
the male woman.
Yeah, but she seems like, you know, she can handle her own on both ends, you know, so it don't matter, you know. But I think that's why Billy Bob just sitting there like, okay, I'm not going to be scared. I look like I'm dead, but anyway, you know. But but Rhonda Sheard, it's like Up All Night. They do all the bad B-movie kind of stuff, you know, like the movie Crocodile, actually, like the 1970-something they had. Where, oh, get, you know, Alligator gets flushed down the toilet, but then all of a sudden now he's like 300 fucking feet tall or wide or wherever the fuck, you know, and then terrorizes New York City. Which the rats in New York City do terrorize everything else too. But, so what goes on in your, now, where do you distinctively live before? I mean, I don't know if you guys live in Oregon, like one lives in Oregon or one lives in, that state I'm not going to pronounce again, but
he's learned.
Yeah, and you know, I'm just going to call it the N. No, I'm not going to call it the N word. No,
that's another.
Yeah,
that's another thing we can't do. No, that's a no.
Just call it the non-Nebraska. You'll be good there.
We're going to call it Ada. We're going to call it Ada.
Ada. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we can handle Ada.
Yeah, we go. We're just going to call it the state of Ada. Yeah. And she's gonna be like, "Who? Me? I'm the state? Okay, cool. Thank you." But where do you both of you live in those states, or you just moved there, or I don't know. I'm just throwing some shit out there.
We actually were friends in second grade. We both are from Nevada originally. B-Word was born in northern Nevada. I was born in Arizona, but I moved there very young. So we became friends in second grade, and we've kept in contact all these years. I moved up here to the Northwest about 13 years ago. So, and we've still kept in contact, but, you know, I grew up in Nevada almost my whole life. And then recently we started this, our own show about a year ago, and yeah, we do record remotely, and we've had some trials and errors with that.
Yeah.
Our own struggles, because I mean, it's not just like, you know, we're guesting on your show right now, and you know, you're on the East Coast, we're on the West, and we're making it work. It is a very different dynamic though, when your co-host and you never are in the same vicinity.
Oh shit. My, sorry.
You're fine, bro.
Hold on. I just hit the wrong button there, fuckers. All right, hold on. Technical difficulties, people.
I like that. I thought you were introing B-word for me. Like he was going to fly in like just naked with a cape.
I was moving the box and it hit the mouse and the mouse just went, fuck it. We're just going to go and hit some music.
Hey man, those rats in New York will terrorize you.
I recognize that porn soundtrack, to be honest with you. That was sewer rats from New York, right?
Yeah, they were doing the horizontal mambo nonchalada.
Yeah, hold the tail.
Hold the tail and lift it up.
Bite the cheese, hold the tail.
Tuck it, bro, and just tuck it, and you get it all done. No, so we but the struggles of like, you know, being remote. We actually did get to record last month together for the first time, and it was weird because it was actually the easiest episode we ever did. And I think it was because of just being in the room together. But no, we have a good time. I mean, I'll call B-word my friend. I know during this episode he's probably going to shit on me, but what's new? So, you know.
Yeah, Jake's been a really good friend. I'll never admit it over any airwaves. But we, you know,
until now,
Jake's affiliated with. He's done a few different things media in his life. He's done radio, television, YouTube, different things like that, and so. You know, we've been talking about everything that we talk about on our podcast for the last probably 5, 6, 7 years. And, we just decided to record it eventually and see if people like it. And so far, I mean, there's a handful of people who do. And so far there's a couple people who don't based on our reviews, but, long story short, we just have a good time. We have fun. We try not to stay on one topic. We kind of cover the whole gamut. Originally we were trying to be a sports podcast, and then we decided, well, maybe not, and we wanted to do more entertainment. Jake's a chef. So we wanted to incorporate food. As you can see, I'm fluffy. I like food, so that's a good dynamic, and so we just kind of try to run the course.
Oh, nice. Run the gamut with the food.
Yep,
food gamut. But what's your favorite dish to make, actually, since we're, you know, we're on the subject of food? I mean, do you have like a favorite dish, or do you just like do parties, like when you have people over your place? Are you the one to cook it, or are you like, if I could just get takeout?
It really depends. I mean, I do a lot of Asian influence, especially coming from the Pacific Northwest region, and the chef that got me into it, my hero Ming Tsai. But right now, my favorite comfort dish that I've been making a lot of is I love braised red cabbage, and I like to put local fruit in it. So I did, I think a couple of months ago, we posted it, where I did one for TV where I did it with cherries because they were in season. Right now I'm doing it with apples, and then butter braised bratwurst with it. So just, it's my go-to quick, easy meal that I really like to cook for myself. It looks good. It's a crowd pleaser. But you know, I used to get asked this question a lot, and I'm a French trained chef.
Yeah.
And it turns into one of those things when you say one dish, then everybody expects it. But the other thing is your palate develops over time too, or tastes change. Like, you know, I've really gotten into cooking vegetables more than anything, because any asshole, to be honest, can throw a steak on a grill and do a good job. But it takes, but it does take talent to do something with eggplant that you can pair with it, or like a blueberry sauce or something different. Like in the summertime, one thing I'll just jump into this, I like to do is, there's two things. I like to take peaches and grill them a lot. And I'll do like a grilled peach and heirloom tomato caprese salad, or I'll cut them in half and I'll stuff them with blue cheese, pine nuts, honey, and then I'll grill that and serve that. And that's another crowd pleaser. But you know, just all over the place, sort of whatever I find around me, because there is the rule: what grows together goes together.
Yeah.
So that's usually a true statement too. Whatever I can find fresh and local and good.
Yeah, because you mentioned a blueberry sauce, all right. Mm-hmm. There's a guy, Aaron, I had to say it.
Yeah, Aaron Deschatel, yeah.
Yeah, we call it, he's a phenomenal chef. He gave me like the recipe for the blueberry barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
And we tried it and it was just like fucking awesome. It was just like, wow. You know, we haven't made it in a while because we had to find a certain shit that, you know, pretty much the stuff that he had down there, and Aaron, if you're hearing this, we call it, you know, good fucking sauce, if I haven't mentioned it. But he does like some, and hopefully he's got a refrigerator. That's all I'm saying, folks, because there was a time where he hadn't had a refrigerator for like a year. Maybe if you want, guys, you know, just put money together, get a refrigerator, send it over to him. You know, maybe he'll have like five. You know, but, so now, B word. Are you a culinary artist as well, or
no, not even in the remote way. I'll cook. I'll you know, make different dishes and whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm not by any means a great cook.
Ah, well, hey, yeah. You know, I mean, neither am I, because I used to do, I had a barbecue. Everybody has a barbecue. And I'm like, I tried cooking in the house when, you know, when I was married, and my wife's like, it's like, all right, well, you know, go ahead, cook. And all of a sudden, funny story, I was making French fries, and I had this boiling oil on the stove. And we had a cat, you know, cat was named Ozzy for Ozzy Osbourne for me, and Ozzy like Guillen, for we call it my wife's baseball team that she likes, which is the White Sox.
Okay.
Well, she likes the Yankees, but no, she just named it because of Ozzy, because she liked the way Ozzy Guillen was always, you know, throwing himself into the game and everything else. But anyway, so I was cooking a, you know, French fries, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm not that good of a cook, so I'm like, all right, I'll just do this. And all of a sudden, this huge fucking fireball went up in the kitchen, and I was like, oh, shit. Now the cat seen it went, oh, fuck, and then, you know, and then ran and went up the stairs. And you know those phones that you have that can do the intercom thing? You know, you can page the phone upstairs or instead of running around. So all of a sudden, I, you know, 2 minutes later, I get a ring, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, shit. Hey, honey? Yeah, how you doing? You know, I'm like, nothing's going wrong, you know? And he's like, well, I'm like, no, I'm cooking French fries. And I was like, well, what's wrong? He's like, well, the cat's up here. And I'm like, oh, he just wants to go and visit you. No, he's underneath your pillow, shaking, you know? And I'm like, shit. I'm like, oh, he's like, you're not going to burn. She goes, cook on the barbecue outside. I'll handle the inside. I'm like, okay. You know, which honestly, when I cook outside in the barbecue, it's like, you know, the regular hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken. We did the beer can chicken, which is awesome. You know, like nice, filleted kind of, not filleted, but, shrimp. But have it on a mesh, you know, okay. And just grill in there and have some kind of like marinade stuff all over it, and it was awesome. And then all of a sudden she handed me this big ass fucking book, and then I went to the last page and I'm like, how to cook a boar. I'm like, okay, where are we gonna find a boar? Yeah. And how we're gonna fit it on the fucking thing, you know, because it's like a little we call it, you know, like bar. I'm sorry, we call it, I'm like phasing here because I hear the ice cream man outside. Anyway, so, yeah, the barbecue. So we call it, I was trying to get the barbecue going, and I was like, listen, we need a boar. You know, what do you mean? We're just cooking out in the grass or something. I'm like, no. But we didn't do it. So, because you're in Pennsylvania. There is no fucking boars in Pennsylvania. You know, that are alive, no less, you know, but I'm not really a cook, nonetheless. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I give you a nice little story. So, but what else is what do you like to do for fun? You know, like what's your favorite movies? What's your favorite, you know, pastime of doing? You know, even in Nevada, and also and also, you know, the little corner right above California.
Big old left coast, bro. Yeah. I'll say up here, I really got into, the hiking. I love, especially the summertime. It's now the most beautiful time of year up here for us. It's really green. All the trails are opening up. I really like to be outdoors. The one thing I love, and B-Word can attest to this when he came to visit, is anywhere 10 minutes away from me, there is either the woods, a lake, a river, the ocean. Everything's within reach, and it's almost its own little getaway everywhere. Like I live right on a wildlife refugee wetlands, so it's beautiful just to be able to go out there too. So that's really what I'm into in the summer, is just going out, getting maybe some good food, going on long hikes, picking fruit, and just, you know, spending quality time with the family. You know, other than that, it's whatever's MCU or DC is slating up for, you know, the Marvel entertainment. And, you know, I used to really love going to concerts and comedy shows, but with kids, it's your whole world changes.
Yeah.
And I'm in those age ranges right now where I can't take them a lot of places, but that's what I'd say I'm into right now. I can't say for my co-host, but you know, I'll let him go on his own on that.
Yeah. And if I had a whole bunch of free time, that's what I would be doing too, I think. You know, at this point, man, just hanging in there, just doing the thing, doing the podcast. Love the nerd movies. I mean, we're both, Jake and I are both really into those. Enjoying the podcast game, and just hanging out.
Now you guys said, we called that you did the podcast. You started pretty much like a year ago or so, mm-hmm. I guess. Pretty much, it's like the main premise for almost everybody. You know, like, I know that when I looked it up, I'm like, okay, I want to do a podcast because I want to be a radio DJ. But since I'm not, I don't want to go back to fucking school. But folks and kids, you know, if you're, I don't know if the kids are going to be listening to this, but, you know, stay in school, get a degree, get a diploma, you know, and then you get a job and you can live life to the fullest. But,
right.
But as it is, you know, I would try to, I was like, oh, okay, you know, and I heard about podcasting and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Yeah. But, and it was like around the time when the COVID hit and everybody's like, all right, we're going to do a thing because we're sitting around doing nothing. We're just watching TV, eating bonbons, you know, being like Peg Bundy and Al Bundy. Mm-hmm. You know, next thing I know, we're going to watch Oprah. Yeah. And, you know, but that was basically, but me, I wanted to do it because, I don't know, some guy was saying this, I wanted to go and get stuff for podcasts, you know, like the microphones, the lavaliers or whatever, so that way you could be able to walk around and do stuff and talk, like, in a garage or something. And they're like, well, you know, what, so you're doing this for your business? I'm like, no, I'm just doing it for a hobby. Well, it's going to be a business. But I just doing it for a hobby. It's going to be a business. I'm like, okay, it's going to be for a business. Can I have my shit now? So, but, and that was it. You know, it's like, all right, it'll be $355. I'm like, oh, fuck you. I'm just going away. You know? I'm like, I didn't come here to spend all my whole fucking cash flow, you know, on stuff. But then, you know, let alone I got two or three microphones and this and that. And, but let alone I want to use it because my laptop is very good and you can hear me very well. And it's good. So, and I could pretty much do everything from this little screen. So, but yeah, MCU is, you know, what is your favorite character on MCU or DC or whatnot? You know, since we're going the nerdy route, kind of, you know.
I think Jake pointed at me. I don't know. I think in the current MCU, the way that it is, my favorite character might be Thor. The way that it is. If you would ask me 10 years ago, it'd probably be something different.
Yeah.
But I like the transition of Thor over the last few instances. You know, I like what Marvel's doing overall. DC, it's kind of hard to tell, man. I love the Ben Affleck Batman. Love Ben Affleck Batman. And it sounds like that we're not going to get a Flash movie because the motherfucker just won't stop.
Getting in trouble with the cops.
Yeah. So that's been delayed, what, 2 or 3 years already? And now we'll probably never see it. It'll be shelved. So, you know, I think there's a lot of issues with DC, but with Marvel, they're actually doing something that's creative. But I don't know. I don't know that I can pick one character in the Marvel universe that I like the most. I think that changes.
I mean, we call it Marvel wise. It's like I've always wanted to, everybody wants to be Wolverine. You know, or something, or you know, like, you know, if you're DC or you're Marvel or whatever, you know, some people want to be Batman, some people, you know, want to be Superman, or whatever, like the top ones. And you know, me, I'm like, I've always, and then they say Wolverine, I'm like, yeah, I know, but do I really want to be 5'2" and right. You know, and have an attitude? I got an attitude already. I don't need to be 5'2" to have an attitude. You know, but I like the whole fact that. That whole suit of armor kind of feel, mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, like Colossus, you know,
yeah,
you can just go and, you know, you're yourself. But then when the time comes, when you have to get into like some scuffle shit, you know, that metal comes out, you know, and like protects you kind of thing. It's almost like a
metal condom.
Well, it's almost like the Guyver unit kind of thing. I don't know if you ever followed the Japanese anime Guyver. Yeah. So when he gets into a fight, you know, there's like two fucking holes in the back of his neck, and then all of a sudden a huge fucking suit comes out and covers his whole body. I'm like, I don't know how the fuck they did that, but the Japanese know what they do. So
unless it's Spider-Man.
Well, yeah, so yeah, but Spider-Man has to put it on one tight at a time. You know, hold on, bitch over here. You know, or sometimes he wears. You know, which is funny because I was just watching Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, the cartoon, mm-hmm. which they should have that as a movie. You know, Spider-Man, Iceman, and there's a female heroine as Firestar. You know, okay. So hell, you can get. You know, an actor that played two different fucking characters, like, you know, like the Human Torch and fucking Captain America, you can get somebody to play fucking Firestar. You know? Sure. You know? And it's like, it's really cool. I love the whole aspect of that. I grew up with that, you know? I mean, what's the cartoons that you grew up with, you know?
I will say I grew up poor, so I didn't get to a lot of the Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network until later in my life. I'm a huge TMNT fan, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for life. That was really big for me. I loved Batman the Animated Series. I think that's probably one of the greatest series ever written for cartoons. Yeah. Batman Beyond, I'm also a fan of. And then, you know, I was that regular Saturday, you know, morning or after school, like, you know, Chippendale Rescue Rangers, DuckTales. I think anything in our age demographic, all those hit Darkwing Duck, Gargoyles, that type of stuff. I mean, I still watch some animation now. I know B-Word doesn't. He's not the biggest fan of cartoons. And some of the adult animation, like I still love South Park. It's one of those ones I'm always going to watch. I've fallen off of a lot of the other ones, like The Simpsons just has gone on too long, but I was really into longer story arcs. This is why I got into anime, because yeah. Anime like continues. Like when Dragon Ball Z was coming out, when I was in Toonami, on Cartoon Network late at night, that was the thing where you saw it, where it was like, you know, a 5-year progression and it grew with it. It wasn't just, you know, the same characters all the time. Like there was developing stories, people dying, people coming, people going, people getting older, people having babies. That was really enjoyable for me to see story arcs in cartoon form.
Yeah. Yeah. We caught like anime. I was watching, I know certain things, like you said, Dragon Ball Z, you know, the whole anime thing. And then they had other animes, which I cannot remember. You know, it's like one of those things where you have it in your mind, and then boom, it's gone. You know, like, what the fuck? Anyway, no, but I had the Dragon Ball Z, and I was watching Attack on Titan. Mm-hmm. Then another one called Parasite.
Good. That's the one with the hand, right? Where it's in his hand.
Yeah, the hand healing, around. Yeah, he's sleeping. One. He's like talking to him. Goes, hey, come on, you know, like that. You know, B-Word's looking like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Yeah, he has no fucking clue.
I don't know.
He's like, I'm just gonna sit here and listen to this bullshit. You know, yeah. What talking about. Yeah, but you know, all right, listen. Then. All right, now B-Word, I know that you. When you were a kid. I know you were a kid, so you had to see some kind of cartoon stuff, even though, you know, you're older, you don't watch it, but...
Yeah, no, it was funny because Jake and I recently did an episode called Cartoon Madness, where we had a bracket challenge that lasted over the course of a few weeks on our social media, and then we ended up narrowing it down to the winner. And the winner would probably not be, like... either of our favorite cartoons. I think that we measured it based on the success of the show.
Yeah.
But as far as like superhero shows, I agree with Jake. I think Batman, the Animated Series is probably one of the best ever written, period. I love Batman Beyond, X-Men, 97, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Spider-Man, the Animated Series was good. I don't think it was called Spider-Man the Animated Series, but it was
There was an animated series.
Whatever that was, that's what it was. So that was a good one. You know, I think that there's a time and a place for all of that. I think as I got older, I wasn't as in tune with the cartoons as other things, you know, especially when some of our heroes became live action. I think I'm more enthralled with the live action because I find that I relate to it more. So yeah, I think that there's I think that there's some good things that are out there. And while I judge everybody who watches cartoons, at the end of the day, I don't really care.
I mean, he has a good point, though. I will say this, Tattoo. It's the fact that any live action can become a cartoon, but not every cartoon can become live action.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's, I think, the biggest struggle I have. Like, I love an anime, Death Note. Amazing anime.
Yeah.
In a shitty live action version in Japan, and they did a really shitty American movie.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, like, and they'll never do a Dragon Ball Z, right? Because there's just no way to pull it off.
They did a Dragon Ball Z one.
Well, they have. I'm saying a good one.
They did attempt to do one.
Yeah.
And they also tried to attempt a Thundercats movie as well. And I saw this, like, on YouTube, and I'm like, I don't know if this is a YouTube fan thing, or did they really try to do this? And I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck? I'm like, am I smoking weed? I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm like, I'm seeing things. You know, it's like, you're supposed to look at, you know, see, like, elephants with tennis shoes and running around playing tennis with a crocodile. But no, there's guys, you know, looking like Thundercats, but they don't look like it. But anyway, what do you think about, like, movies and in remakes? You know, what are your thoughts about movies and remakes, or remakes of any kind of movie?
They mostly suck. So, like, and here's why. Like, I guess there has to be that. The way I see it is, if you're gonna do it, make sure the generation that liked it is dead.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, like, if you're gonna make a film, and, like, we find out later, like, Ocean's 11 is a pretty good example, right? There was one made very long while back, and then they made one, I think, 30 or 40 years later. And not saying that generation's dead, but it's such a disconnected generation. And yeah, we're probably in that time frame for, like, the Goonies, but if they ever made one, hell no, I'm not going to watch it. Almost every time they try to keep up with the trends. And the problem is, the movie that was in the timeline when it was made is perfect for that timeline.
Yeah.
And when you try to recreate that magic, like, if you did the Goonies now and they're all on their phones and Twitter and stuff, and that's how they're finding the map, and of course they do it where it's like, oh, let's look on Facebook and get these clues, I would be so fucking miserable.
Yeah.
And I guess I think Hollywood has run out of
ideas
in the sense of, because they don't allow good ideas. Because and in their defense, you know, being a business, if I'm gonna put something out in the theater, and, you know, it's about a flying pig fighting a rat, right? But there's no name behind it, or a shitty Superman movie, everybody's going to go see a shitty Superman movie because of the comfortability behind it, right? The name's already there.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the hard thing to see with remakes and stuff. But I mean, I feel like they don't ever really do it right. There are some that come out and do justice, but in the long run, and the, you know, if you're looking at the record of how things actually go, it's a pretty big failure.
Yeah. No. Any thoughts there? B word.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no. I'm sorry, dude. I'm on a I'm on a MacBook, and a text message came through, and I was like, why is that coming through? I was so confused by it. So I think I have an issue with remakes. One of my favorite movies is, like, Point Break. And I thought it was good. I mean, you got Keanu, you got Patrick Swayze. You've got
Flea, Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah. And then you got the chick in there. I forget what her name was.
But,
you know, arguably, and Jake and I've talked about this outside of our podcast, it's got a phenomenal soundtrack, at least in my opinion. Jake hates it. But it's got a good storyline. I wouldn't say it's unique, but it's interesting, at least. But the remake of Point Break was fucking horrendous. Yeah. It was terrible. And I think that there's some movies that just shouldn't be touched. Not saying that Point Break shouldn't be touched, but I think, you know, you're talking like The Godfather. I don't think that they should remake The Godfather.
No.
I don't think they should remake Back to the Future. I don't think they should remake The Goonies. I think, you know, obviously if there's a superhero movie, they're going to reboot it at some point.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that, because I feel like as we get older, we nerds get older, we want to bring in storylines that we're fascinated by, and we want to have more creative and more challenging storylines. So I'm fine with that when it comes into nerd space. But when it comes into just generic movies, I mean, you take the movie, it's with Brad Pitt and Robert De Niro, Pacino, Heat. You take Heat, and that was remade just a few years ago under a different title, and that was with Ice Cube's son. I forget what the movie was called. You know, I'm fine with it to a certain extent. I don't think that either of those two movies are bad. Due Date is a remake of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Mm-hmm. And because I fell in love with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, I hate Due Date. And so I'm not saying Due Date's a bad movie. I'm just saying it's not nearly what I prefer with Steve Martin and John Candy. So, you know, it's, I think I agree with Jake. I think that there has to be some distance between movie A and movie B. But I'd like to see Hollywood get a little bit more creative. I think that Hollywood has this design, like it's worked before, so it's going to work again. And I think that that's a really shitty way of doing business. Right. I think that, you know, no matter what your business type is, you have to take risks. Like risk is a part of business. And sometimes, you know, you end up with movies like, you know, Avatar, or sometimes you end up with movies like Skinny Tiger, Fatty Dragon, you know,
great movie.
So, you know, you just never know, you know, or the Hottie or the Naughty with Paris Hilton. I mean, you'll find all these stupid movies. But then, you know, I don't know. I like, you ever watch the little thing on Netflix, The Movies That Made Us?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I watched the one about, I've watched all of them, but I've watched the one about Forrest Gump most recently.
Right.
And the fact that the studio was completely against damn near every idea, that just tells me that was stupid. Right. Yeah. And Tom Hanks and forget who the director's name is. They took the risks and they put their money where their mouth was. And I feel like sometimes artists have to do that, but I don't think they should have to do that all the time, especially for, you know, the up and coming script writers, screenwriters, the up and coming directors. I feel like unless your name is DiCaprio or Scorsese, a studio doesn't really want to allow you to have risks. And I think if, you know, B-Word was coming up as an actor or director and I had a killer idea, the studio would just ignore me. And I think we're finding that with Jake, what's the guy, Christopher Stuckman. Christopher Stuckman's coming out.
Yeah.
And he's doing, what's the movie that he's getting ready to direct?
Shelby Oaks. He's the highest one on, not Patreon. Kickstarter.
Yeah. So he launched a Kickstarter campaign. His goal was to become a movie, you know, movie producer, movie director.
Yeah.
He became a YouTube star. And doing movie reviews and different things like that. But he's got this script that he fell in love with, and studio after studio after studio wouldn't give him the time of day. So he launched a Kickstarter, ended up surpassing his goal, and now studios want to have talks with him. Why? You know, like why? I think Hollywood should have an eye for talent. They should be able to sit there and have these conversations that challenge the norm.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, we call it, they give a, I mean, I love Rob Zombie. I love him as a musician and everything else. And I like certain movies that he's done. You know, House of a Thousand Corpses, like, that's original for me. You know, that's original. That's not a remake. I mean, it probably is a remake somewhere down the line. But, you know, like that. But then he does, like, remakes of Halloween, which certain ones are good because it comes from a different mindset of what he does. So he's like, all right, I'm going to show the backstory of different characters, I guess, you know, like you look at the backstory of, like, say, like Danielle Harris when she was little, you know,
and he's actually coming out with the Munsters.
I am
so excited for the Munsters because there hasn't been a Munsters brand or Munsters anything for what, 40-50 years, except for reruns. So I think the Munsters is a good time. I liked what he did with Halloween.
Yeah.
I liked what he did with House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
I think that he's got the horror aspect down. He's got it on lock. And I think he knows where to take the, where to push the audience to get the reaction he's looking for.
Oh yeah.
And I think with the Munsters, he's got a good property there to be able to do something, hopefully.
I'm just hoping it's not going to be like blood gore, you know, like take a turn kind of thing, because Munsters, as we all know, is more of a comedy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Rob Zombie can go down that road as a comedy
right.
kind of person. Right.
I think that he has the opportunity to show his creativity, because I think you can make this into a movie similar to that of in the vein of Zombieland or something of that nature, where you have the character arcs, you have the comedic value, you have the blood and gore, but then you have the horror storyline to go with it. I don't think it should be as funny as that of Zombieland, but I think that he has the opportunity to at least like implement some comedic aspects into it.
I'm thinking, actually, that this would be somewhat like a Dale and Tucker versus Evil kind of thing. You know, I mean, like there's the monsters just sitting out there, blah blah blah, you know, and then you know, just sitting at 1313 Mockingbird Lane and everything else, just minding their own fucking business, doing their own thing. And then you got people that's already like, oh, look at this house. And then, you know, like, oh my God, they're scary, they're going to kill us all. But then they run into a spike, or they, you know, they run into like a pitchfork that's just laying on the ground somewhere. And like, they fucking killed them, you know, like that kind of thing. So I don't know.
There was a movie, I'm going to look it up. There was a movie with Johnny Depp where he was a vampire. And it wasn't the barber one. It was
Sweeney Todd. He's not a vampire at all. But yeah,
he was more like Dracula.
Yeah, it was actually a remake of what the fuck is it?
Dark Shadows.
Yes, yes.
See, I think that you can do the monsters similar to Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
Where it has that story arc, it has the lovable characters, it has, you know, a goofy grandpa and an adorable dad and the kids and the daughter who's hot as fuck. And then they just think that she's ugly because she doesn't look like a monster. Right. So like there's all of that that can be implemented. My hope is that you can take that on a dark turn and you can have that with horror themes. But then you have the lovability of the characters in it, like that of an Addams Family, because the Addams Family is like the alter ego of the Munsters, right? So you can do something of that nature. I think that that would be cool. I think that right now it seems like the Addams Family is doing more cartoons for kids, which I think is a good way for them to get back into the market. But the Munsters, I think for people my age, for people older, the Munsters, I think, have that – it has that spot in your heart. It's kind of like, you know, when somebody talks to you about the Wonder Years, or when somebody talks with you about, you know, dinosaurs, you know, everybody's like, oh my gosh, I remember that. And then you don't really want it to be remade, but you almost do want it to be remade. You know what I mean? So I think that there's a market for it. I just hope it's done right.
All right. Yeah. Let's see what happens. I mean, I don't know when it's going to come out, probably by next year or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But, I know they're filming right now.
Yeah. We call it, I mean, the costumes are really cool. You know, the vehicle, definitely, you know, that's the main thing for me. I mean, if you get like the vehicle downright to what it was back when they had the TV series, that's a vehicle that you want to have in your prized possession garage. Yeah. You know, right next to the A-Team van, the Knight Rider, the Ghostbusters fucking, you know, ambulance and all that, and you gotta have the monsters, you know, hepped up, we call it a vehicle.
Right, right.
But, folks, now, I've done this on the last episode, and we are gonna do this with the Bleach Bros and test their knowledge. So, right now, this is called the movie game, where it has Creature of the Black Lagoon. They got some other shit in here, too, but I can't really do it because you guys have, like, the whole background thing, so it's going to blur the shit out of it. So, in any case, like I said, I was explaining them before, it is a descriptive of two different movies. You put them together, and it makes one whole thing. So, we're going to try, you know, a couple of prompts and see how well you do. And folks, I'm going to be making somewhat of a game show third season, you know, probably like September or something, once I finish this and get to like 100 episodes, which right now I think you guys are gonna be like 62 63, I think.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm getting close to like 81. I just need to get more people. If anybody wants to be on the show, hello, you know, you know, directors, producers, celebrities, doesn't matter. You know, podcasters are you know, already want to come on, and I'm privileged. I'm happy. I'm glad. You know, like a little guy like myself that's doing this shit by himself, and just coming aboard to, like, you know, hang out. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like Space Ghost on that, on his own little quest. Of, you
know, I love Space Ghost.
You know, but that's another cartoon actually that I love to. We call it, you know, like, if they do an action film, I'd be happy with it. You know, just do it right. That's all I ask. You know, something like that, because they don't think they've done a live action for Space Ghost at all.
No, I don't think they have.
No, they never have. You know, so I mean, it'd be good if they dived into that whole, you know, genre of the thing, and then they can make, like, really cool, you know, original thing out of it somewhat. But folks, this is the movie game, and pretty much I'm gonna show my age and use my glasses. But we're gonna do a little game show intro thing, and then, you know, but we're gonna be using our own, you know, and then we're gonna use a, you know, that kind of thing. So here we go. We're going to try. Let's see what this game show is going to do. Okay. Oh, there you go. Yeah. All right, folks. Coming down the lane. you might notice from Ada, but anyway. Yeah. Coming to the stage, it's Trixie.
I know that one.
She likes long walks on the beach and hand jobs on the side. Anyway, so, sorry, Trixie, I didn't want to offend you. But anyway, all right, first one. Now, you guys don't have to go one-on-one, you know, because when I do the whole thing, you know, you guys are going to be like one team and go against like another podcast team. So you guys can work together on it if you want.
Okay.
Don't make a sound or we'll rip the asunder by murders echoing locating creatures. They talk out of their butts and searching for Shikaka, the sacred great white bat of the African Wakati tribe.
So can now shout out what the movie is?
Well, it's Ace Ventura When Nature Calls, but it's the other movie.
Yeah, it's so now you that's make the last one. And now you gotta figure out the other movie, but you gotta put it together. Now, like I said, the last word of a movie, you know, could be part of the second movie, or the two or couple of letters of the last movie can go, you know what I mean? So,
A Quiet Place, Ventura, When Nature Calls.
Yeah, that's basically
the RB word. I just,
but it, you know, no, like I said, you just word together. So it's like A Quiet Place, Ventura, you know, so we get the ding. So. Alrighty, let's try a different one. I'm going to go right down the middle in here. So, alrighty. Ready, here we go. A murder robot is sent to the past to eliminate a future mommy with a gun that makes its target's uncontrollably climax.
So the first one's Terminator.
Alright.
Terminate Orgasmo.
Man,
there it is.
You're gonna be winning this fucking game. I can tell you.
I remember Orgasmo. I love that
movie.
All righty, here's the next one. Sean Connery and Alec Baldwin abandon their underwater aquatic submersible vehicle to pursue model-based rocket science, even though it totes angers their coal mining daddy.
So it's The Hunt for Red October.
Sky.
Yeah. Huh.
Hunt for Red October Sky, because the Jake Gyllenhaal's dad was a miner when he was making the rocket ships. I'm such a nerd.
No, we could. When they did the show and everything else, they could not get. Certain people had not seen October Sky. Yeah. I mean, I never have either, but you see the coming attraction, so you kind of know.
Yeah.
You know, so that was good. That's good. So you got like four in a row in there. All right, cool. You know, you got the dark horse going on in here. All righty. All right, struggling with his parents' separation and his new life on the plantation, a young boy befriends Uncle Remus, who spins yarns through songs like Shut Your Face, Uncle Fucker, and Kyle's Mom's a Bitch.
So I know the last one is South Park.
Sling Blade?
Is it Sling Blade?
What's the first one? Uncle Remus. Where's Uncle Remus from?
Is Uncle Remus so...
Song of the South. Song of the South Park.
But you got to say the whole title.
Song of the South Park, bigger, longer, and uncut.
There you go. You got this more record than the celebrities that made the shit. I tell you, man. Holy
fuck. Yeah. Sorry, it took me a minute. I had to get
Joe Beretta. You might have another contender on your hands. You know, he's going to be on the show. So, all right, I think I've done this before, but let's go. A sexy alien prowls the streets of Scotland in the white van like a perv up until all the corn gets sick and she travels light years away to find endangered humans a new earth.
That sounds like what we bleached our pubes to.
That's a movie. I don't know.
Hell was that movie?
Oh, I don't remember what that softcore sci-fi porno was, but I was thinking Species at first, but I know I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Cause it's not in Scotland.
No.
I'm going to be honest, B-word. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know this one either.
I do not know this one.
All right. Well, they got hints on here, so I'll give you a hint on it.
Okay.
All right. The first hint for the first one is beneath the epidermis.
Under the skin.
Okay. You got that. The second hint is Matt Damon's space cameo.
So is that one
space cameo? That's Interstellar.
No, that's Martian.
No.
Oh, wait, it's a cameo. You're right. Sorry.
He's right. So now you got to say it together now.
So under the skin, Interstellar?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Okay. Good job. Okay.
So now we got, like, we'll just see. We get, you know, like, imaginary points back and forth. So you got a point on your side. He's got, like, three on his side or four. So here we go. You know, we're all friends. Don't start hitting people yet. Okay. And don't hit the host. Anyway. All right, the cast of Pineapple Express tries to survive events that may have been depicted in the Book of Revelations. So one of them may complete their battle room training and obliterate the buggers.
This is the end of days.
No.
Ah, then I don't know. What is it, B-word?
This is the end, but read the last part about that.
The last one is, so one of them may complete their battle room training and obliterate the buggers.
Obliterate? Oh.
Ender's Game?
Yes.
This is the Ender's Game?
There you go.
There it is. There it is.
We call it, because last night I had boobs, booze, and blood. And they played the game, and some of them they struggled on, but they fat tally forth, you know. Like, we call it, you know. Like that movie that my brain's like shot already. Anyway, let's go on to this next one. The curator of the Bates Motel goes on a musical journey to the afterlife to discover the secrets of his rich Mexican heritage.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's not it. No.
No, that's not it. Who's the curator of the Bates Motel? The other one is,
I don't know either of them.
What's a hint?
All right. You want a hint? All right. Here we go. All right. So the first one, the hint is Hitchcock's chocolate syrup classic.
Fuck.
Again. No.
Well, Psycho.
Okay.
And it's Chocolat where he goes. Yeah, he goes back.
No, but it is another word for chocolate.
Cocoa.
There you go.
Oh, Psycoco.
Psycoco.
There it is. Okay. All right. So I had the wrong second film.
All right.
So we got that good. You know, we had a little stumble there because he even said it's like it's great to watch them frustrate. You know. Especially when you see B-Work going, oh, fucking shit. Oh, what the hell? Yeah. All right. Las Vegas is overrun with zombies, but that won't stop these mercenaries from trying to heist a buttload of money from Casino Vault and attend a class taught by Robin Williams.
So the
Army of the Dead Poets Society?
Yes.
Yep.
I know you knew, B-Work. I just, it was already on the tip of my tongue.
All right. Let's see if we get into the middle here. Oh, wait, no. I can't. See, now this has like 300 cards, so I only opened one packet. So when I do the thing, I'm just going to open all of them and just, you know, go buckle. Nice. Yeah. So, all right. See, now my girlfriend got a little, she didn't know some of this, but you might be able to get it. The Earth is suddenly plunged into a new ice age, and struggling Big Rigger, Lincoln Hawk, and his bulging biceps arm wrestle their way better into a better future in Las Vegas.
It's the guy from Bloodsport, the big guy, and it's the arm wrestling movie from the 80s, B-word. I can't remember the name of it right now. And then the second ice age is
the guy from Bloodsport, like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
The big guy, the guy, the American that plays the video games with him and yells at him and goes to the hospital.
Oh,
no, actually, he's not in that.
Then I have no
what
idea
what you're thinking about.
Is it Snowpiercer? And I don't know the other one. Is the first one Snowpiercer?
No.
Okay. Then I don't know.
I'm lost on this one. I don't know.
All right, so we'll go with the hints and see what we do here. All right. Roland Emmerich, Disaster Fest. First one.
Well, what were the ones that came out? They all came, like, Deep Impact, Armageddon. What are all those ones that came out around the same time?
All right, let me give you a – you mentioned this actor's name before.
Okay.
Brad Pitt.
No, Jake. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, okay. Jake Gyllenhaal. An Ice Age?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. I'm going to be honest. You buzzed me on this. I have no idea.
Stumped me on this
got
one.
Got us.
Okay, so basically.
You got the tater.
It's it's called The Day After Tomorrow Over the Top.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, Over the Top, yeah.
Yeah. Over the Top, but it was The Day After Tomorrow.
I remember The Day After Tomorrow.
So it was the, you know, yeah. They were in New York. Jake Gyllenhaal is the son of, the guy with the fucking grin. He has like the smile, anyway. Yeah, it was a good fucking movie. And then there's like snowstorms and everything going crazy and the world has went into an ice age. So.
And so you know, like, Squiddy, you had us all pumped up, like we were kicking ass, and we were like, "Yeah, when we go into this thing, you're gonna do, we're gonna destroy," and then we just got fucking knocked back down real quick.
Well, hey, yeah, that's the name of the game—the whole frustration and all that. Oh, we did that one, all right. I should just put the shit down over here and then all right, hold on. All right, here we go. All right, I gotta do this the way he did it. He goes, Quaid. Start the reactor, Quaid, because it's 1983 and we live in Italy and I'm really interested in experiencing a very pure and romantic gay tryst with you.
gay tryst, huh? Big old reactor gay tryst.
I don't know.
Now, some of these movies, I don't think anybody has really seen it, unless you're like a movie guy and you're just fucking watching movies left and right. You don't care what the fuck it is.
Big gay tryst. I mean, I've watched some gay cinema, but not that kind of gay cinema. Can I get a hint?
All right, yes. All right. The first hint is a three-boobed alien.
Oh, that's Total Recall.
Okay. The second hint is, shit, I got my glasses on, I can't even fucking read this shit. What the fuck? Timothy Hale, Charlemagne, and Winkiness. I don't know, that's what the thing was.
Winkiness with a gay tryst.
Yeah.
I'm never going to get this one. It's Call Something.
Call Me Daddy.
Call Me Daddy.
It's actually called Total Recall Me By Your Name.
Never would have.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I, like I said, I just throw it in there to see what happens. So, Yeah, folks, they're going downhill on this one. Okay.
No, yeah, we're bombing.
It's all good. It's all good. It tends to happen, yeah.
You remember like 10 minutes ago when we were on a good fucking thing? Now I have no clue what the hell's going on.
I feel like I deserve, my winning prize is going to be a big gay tryst.
Yeah. Chocolate dildos.
All right, let's bring out Trist. Come on in. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. All right. After a soldier's three brothers are killed in combat, a World War II captain leads the men behind the lines of the Shimmer, only to be confronted by the super weird zombie bear and a freaky slender man looking thing.
So that's Saving Private Ryan and the Saving Private Annihilation.
There you go. Yeah, because and that was another one that the celebrities that were doing this could not get the whole fucking name. So that was I was like, wow, somebody's not.
Annihilation's a weird film if you haven't seen it yet.
I've never seen Annihilation.
Natalie Portman and
it's an awkward film.
Oh yeah, all right, here we go. We go sprint, die, repeat. A speedy redhead relives the same 20 minutes in which she needs to get cash to save her boyfriend from a wheelchair-bound, brittle baddie looking for a solid nemesis.
Redhead needs to mint money.
So that's the movie with Bruce Willis. It's that post-apocalyptic movie with Bruce Willis.
She's got that red wig on.
The Fifth Element.
No.
Fifth Element.
No, that's not it. No,
it's not the Fifth Element?
No.
With a wheelchair?
Yeah, it's a wheelchair-bound, brittle baddie looking for a solid nemesis.
Is it,
They had this movie linked to two other movies. And it's supposed to be like a Samuel Jackson.
Oh, Splinter or Split.
No, but I mean, I think Bruce Willis, you mentioned about Bruce Willis.
Unbreakable. There was Unbreakable, then there was the one where the sequel where Samuel Jackson's, character?
Glass.
Mr. Glass.
Yeah. But that's that one. You got that last one. You got the Unbreakable. Now you got to get the first thing, which was, you know, sprint, die, repeat. A speedy redhead relives the same 20 minutes in which she needs to get cash to save her boyfriend.
Is that the movie with Justin Timberlake? Where,
she has to relive the same 20 minutes. I don't know what movie that is.
It's your marriage, bro.
I know. That's why I don't need to watch a movie about it.
Shit, I don't know.
You know what's funny? We called the hint at the second one. It says birth, split, and glass.
Yeah.
So, but the first one, the hint is a German film that gained international praise. So the run, Lola, run, unbreakable. So
never would have got that one. Really downhill.
No, nope.
We you know, 10 minutes ago we were so good, and now we suck.
Yep.
Okay, come on. We, I think you can be able to get this one. And B word has left us again. What the hell is going on here? Anyway,
he's having a problem with his computer.
Oh yeah. So a federal agent is hot on the heels of a surfer robber gang that that only wants to host a breakdancing benefit to save the community center.
That's the one with Jessica Alba, and that is so you got Point Break.
No. The last one is not what you're thinking it is.
So repeat that.
It is a federal agent is hot on the heels of a surfer robber gang that only wants to host a breakdancing benefit to save the community center.
It's the one with Sandra Bullock, Miss Congeniality.
Nope.
That's not breakdancing.
It's an old movie. Not an old movie, but it's like an 80s movie. And it's what we used to do when we were younger. You know, even though it was the phase, it was the fad to do, you know.
Is it Point Breaking?
There's Point Break. I mean, you got to do the whole thing. You got to do the whole name of the title.
Electric Boogaloo. Point Breaking Electric Boogaloo.
Actually, it's Point Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You still got it. What gives you?
My teenage daughter watches really crappy films like that. So.
I seen it and it's like that's how I started doing my breakdancing routines a couple here and there. You get a cardboard box, nice. Do a windmill here and there, and a couple of turns and a worm, and you're all good. All right, so I didn't do. All right, The Bride is on an unstoppable revenge journey of violent.
Kill Bill.
Whatever it is, to avenge the murder of her unborn child by the hands of a driven 11-year-old British ballet boy with an unrivaled desire to dance. The silence.
I know Kill Bill is the first one, like you said. But I don't know anything about 11-year-old ballet dancers.
11-year-old ballet dancers. It's an 11-year-old boy?
It's an 11-year-old British ballet boy with an unrivaled desire to dance.
He's got to dance.
I got to dance.
I don't know. Hint?
The hint for the second one is a rhyme title, Silly Smelly Shit.
So it's going to be Billy?
That's my favorite.
Billy something Schmidt. Or Billy something Silly Smelly.
All right, well, I don't think you're going to be able to get, but it's called Kill Billy Elliot.
Ah, okay. Never seen. Yeah, can tell you.
This, like I said, we call somebody's like, this guy has probably watched every fucking movie you could think of, and his diabolical mind's like, you know what? I'm putting this shit into a card and boggle everybody's mind.
I've come to terms with I'm not as good at movies as I thought I was. I think you like were like, hey, I know these easy ones. Let me pull these out. And now you're like pulling out the
doozies. All right. Yeah. All right. Like this one I know for definite you're going to get. Okay. Say hello to my little friend. He screamed while grabbing his butt cheeks and pretend to talk out of his butthole.
Scream Ace Ventura. Or no, not Scream. Scarface Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Scarface Ace Ventura, Peck Detective. So we got that, and then let's do like a couple more, and then we'll. Alrighty. You totally switched. No, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. You totally switched visages with that criminal guy, but I believe you have my stapler.
Face Office Space.
Face. There you go. Face Office.
Good job.
Nice. Alrighty. A motley crew of seemingly discarded appliances are on the adventure to find their master whilst running the T-1000.
So that's Terminator is the last one. But what is it? It's the toaster.
The Brave Little Toaster.
The Brave Little Toaster Terminator.
Yeah, but you got to say the Terminator, like the whole title.
Judgment Day.
Yeah,
the whole title.
It would be the Brave Little Toaster Terminator Judgment Day. Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you guys for getting your rapport back.
We're getting it back. We just had a thing together. We just need to go on a gay tryst together and figure it all out.
I swear to God, I can't find Tris anywhere. Where is he? He's on a gay parade. Okay. In this found footage classic, New York is terrorized by a mysterious monster who just wants to play catch with his dad one last time.
Cloverfield of Dreams.
Yep. Yeah, there you go. See, there you go. Some goings. Alrighty.
Monster, can I have a catch?
A young princess is pricked into eternal slumber and awakened by a kiss, only to find that she suffers from the bad case of vagina dentata.
That's Cinderella Sleeping teeth?
No.
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, because teeth. Okay. Have you seen that movie, B-Word? You want to watch a bad film? This woman, I'm just going to get into this really quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to watch a bad film? It's a woman who finds out her vagina grows teeth. And there's
you told me about this movie.
Scene when she's in a like a hot tub or something, and this guy tries to, and she lets him do it, and it bites it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen it, Squiddy?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've heard about it. I've seen bits and pieces, and it's crazy. We call that. I was like, holy shit!
I have a theory. If they want to teach abstinence in school, just show that film during sex ed and tell people that that's real. And the girls will try to convince boys that it's not, and they will not believe them. And they will probably scared out of it. If you do it at like 8 years old,
mass consumption is not going to happen or ripping from the root. Basically, that's how it went.
A mower runs through it.
Yeah. Oh God.
It brings a whole new meaning to wanting to be incisor.
Yeah.
Since we're on the subject of like bad movies, and I forgot to mention this one, I was watching Rubber? Yeah. The Killer Sofa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rubber's great. You've seen that, right, B-Word? The Killer Tire?
No. Yeah. Watch it. Take some time. Yeah. So I was like, wow.
Back to the tooth vagina. Okay. I'm going to go on this. If it needs braces, how does that work? And if she does meth, do they fall out? I want to know both. I need to know.
Or can you get rejuvenation, but it's a new pair of dentures?
Could you? Oh, or what if she has to floss?
Or what if you get? Do they call it Invagiline?
what if you have to bleach your teeth, like teeth whitening down there?
Oh yeah, she should listen to Bleach Bros.
She should, dude. Well, when you're getting a pap smear, do you go to the dentist or do you go to the kind of
the orthodontist probably?
Do you think when she goes to the dentist that he tells her that she doesn't floss enough if she accidentally didn't tell him she was on her period?
Oh. Bro,
I went that far down.
Wait, hold on. It gives a whole new meaning to bloody tooth. Yeah,
there it is. Yeah. What if you're banging her so hard it knocks a tooth out and it looks like a Mike Tyson fight?
And do you think that her douche would be full of fluoride?
Well, do you think she votes for fluoride in the water?
I don't know.
Sorry, Squiddy. We went on a.
this game has gone and done a turn. We'll be back in 2-2. No, I'm just kidding. Back to the show. Okay, here we go. This black and white comic book noir chronicles the dirty underbelly of Metropolis backdrop, where the sewers run rampant with radical mutants with a super shred and a super shredder.
How do you do Sin City and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
All right, well, you got to do the whole thing, and then I'll tell you.
I'm trying to think how it.
Yeah, how it goes. Yeah.
Sin, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but there you go on. It's the whole title.
Oh, The Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah.
That's the sequel. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the sequel. Yeah. So, yeah. Sin Seen Teenage Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
That makes no sense. That's a hard mouth jumble he did. That's a tooth vagina talking.
Yes.
All right. We're going to do this one last one, even though it's addicting. I mean, it is addicting as hell. Yeah. I might have to open a different one just for anybody else that I want to do with. All right. The first Dracula and his sassy friends race to Los Angeles. Let me repeat that again. I just burped. The first Dracula and his sassy friends race to Los Angeles to attend the Miss Drag Queen America pageant.
Well, that one's this is the second one, Tu Wong Fu.
And it's the one with Eddie Murphy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Miss Dracula.
No, this is... What was Dracula's, like, very... It's a very first draft.
Nosferatu on Fu.
What's the whole thing?
Nosferatu, Tu Wong Fu, and Priscilla, the Queen of the Desert.
No.
Well, I don't know. Or Tu Wong Fu. What's the whole title of Tu Wong Fu, B-Word?
I don't know. I just always called it Tu Wong Fu.
Oh, I loved that movie.
Yeah. So it's a Nosferatu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
So when we do the game and all that, you got to say the whole title so you can be able to win and get the points and all that.
No problem, brother.
Yeah. So we, you know, folks, if you're listening, and that's how it that's how it goes. All right, let's try this one, and then that'll be it. I know I said it for the last one, but anyway, with the help of a demigod and her wacky rooster, an island girl seeks to restore the heart of a goddess and save her people, but her ship is taken over by mutineering African slaves intended for the sale in the United States of America.
First one's Moana. The other one's Moamadeus.
Moana and Amadeus?
No.
Oh, then I don't know the second one.
The hint is directed by Steven Spielberg.
And it's a
Moana, a Day in Life of the Slave?
No.
Then I don't know.
It's called Moana Amistad.
Oh, Amistad, not Amadeus. Damn it.
I was going to say the guy with the piano.
I know. Amadeus. I made the wrong
You thing. Fucked it up, Jake. I
ruined it for all of us. I do not get any points. I did not pass your go.
Your name is Jake Gyllenhaal, and you're the new Trist. No, I'm just kidding.
That was fun, Squiddy. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to try to do that with not the next two. I think the next, you know, I'll wait like a week or something and then get back into it. And, well, basically, because I don't want to give it all away. So, especially when I do the, whoa, everything's blurry. Oh, what the fuck? Anyway, so tell everybody where they can find you at. You know, give your address away, your personal identities, and
sure. our check us out, Bleach Bros Podcast, on our socials. All of our socials are at Bleach Bros Pod, all one word. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We also air episodes every Sunday, so make sure to check us out. We do have a Linktree. Linktree is linktr.ee/Bleach Bros Podcast, all one word. We do have some merch that's out there. We would love your support if you have it to give. And episodes, I think I said it, but episodes come out every Sunday. This week's episode is going to be all about Nicolas Cage and the unbearable weight. It's called The Unbearable Weight of a Caged Coppola. So we're really enjoying this, and we're weekly, so check us out.
Say that five times fast, you know, Caged Coppola, okay. Now, sounds like an old car starting up. Caged Coppola. But folks, also, you can find me, you can do the link tree, go to linktr.ee, because if you do the, I don't know if you can do the link tree like the name, or you just got to put the dot in there. Well, anyway, just put the dot in there, tr.ee/TattooSquidPodcast. That's TattooSquid podcast, all one word. And yes, and you go to the store or merch site as well, because it, once you get there, You also can prove to have a shower curtain with my picture on it.
I mean,
I don't know if that's going to be good or bad. It's a caricature, you know, cartoon thing, but you know, it is my face, you know. So, there goes the tryst. Anyway, no, but
chocolate dongs in the shower. Oh, well, Squiddy, like it was awesome. Thank you again, man.
It'd be like meatballs, you know. It's like, hey, what the hell is that in the pool? Oh, it's good. You know. But I just laugh at myself, folks. I just, you know, I'm a barrel of laughs on the inside, and I try to bring it out to everybody else. But thank you for the Bleach Rose, you know, the B-Word, and Jake, for being here on a Saturday. And you guys gonna be doing little Gunners podcast, you know, which I hope I can be on here too. You know, hopefully.
We'll put in a word for you, brother. We're about to head over there next. So.
Yeah, we call it. Say hi to the Mike and Gabby and no Tabby. Sorry, why did I say Gabby? Anyway, so Mike and Tabby. So and folks, yeah, follow Mike and Tabby at the
Happy Hour podcast. Yeah,
thank you. You know, I think I need a drink.
Yeah, you're good, buddy. Let's have one. Let's go have one.
Yeah, you know, I was like, I'll try to get the old duel for myself. You know. And then we find a girl that has like teeth in between her legs and their fingers. But anyway, yeah. maybe they're in Ada. We'll find one in Ada somewhere. He's like, B-word's like, what the hell is an Ada? It's that word I cannot pronounce, or I'm going to get beat up when I'm over there. Yeah, so I don't want to get beat up, especially by little leprechauns or something. I don't know. Yeah. Actually, that'd be funny as hell. You know, you go to a leprechaun goes to a strip bar, and you know, it's like I can't reach. Yeah.
All right.
Look at me. I got him going now.
Oh, tattoo. I can't.
If you if you really want that leprechaun to brush the teeth, you know, you can really get in there, the crevice.
Oh, there's your pot of gold.
Folks, I think somebody's going to die on this show somehow. I don't know what happened. Okay, we all breathe at once. Okay, good. So, folks, take it easy. Have a good Saturday. Follow them. Go do whatever. Also, listen to their podcast, which comes out on Sundays, as they said. Mine, I try to get out on Sundays, and, you know, the episodes, so, yeah, everybody have a good time. I'm gonna talk to these guys a little bit more. I know they gotta go somewhere, but, you know, just shoot the breeze just for about 2 minutes, and then, that'll be it. So, take it easy, folks.
See ya.
Ta-da!